So the question was asked, how do we understand the Torah being given and concepts of the Torah predating the Torah? And the quote of Hammurabi, and whatever else you want to quote. So wait, let's start earlier. Chazal tell us that the Torah was first given to Mesushelach. Hashem sent a prophet called Mesushelach before the flood, and he sent him with a code of laws for mankind. And Hashem told people, this is how I want you to live life down here on planet Earth. And he wasn't the only prophet that was sent with a code of life from God. What that code of life said, we don't know exactly. But if God is sending a code of life, and we know that in the year 2448, God sent us the Torah, which is the code of life we live by today, so then there's good reason to assume that the code of life that was sent by God in the time of Mesushelach was similar to the Torah given to us. What it exactly said, I don't know. So if a man named Hammurabi came along and codified laws that were around then, and those laws resemble the Torah, that shouldn't bother us in the slightest. The code of Hammurabi, from what I saw, is very different, intrinsically different from the Torah. I don't know why people get so excited over Hammurabi, because when people start talking to me about it, I printed it out, and I used to go over it like in passing when I had free time here and there. And I don't know why people get so excited over it. But even if you do see a resemblance, that wouldn't bother us. And if you found the code of laws that predated the Torah that was very similar to the Torah, well, Chazal already told us that God sent at least two prophets before Moshe Rabbeinu with a code of law to mankind. So that doesn't bother us. So the question was asked, if God gave a code of law that before the Torah for mankind, then why can't people say that God gave a code after the Torah? And the answer to that is that the Torah says, Lo bashamayim hi. God says, I got no more left in heaven. Everything I've had to say, I've said. So Hashem said he's not giving another Torah. After the Torah, God says, that's it. Lo vashamayim hi. It's over. I got nothing left to give in heaven. Lo vashamayim hi. You want the perek and the pasuk? Or do you want where Chazal darshan it? Just a second. Yeah, pasuk is in Dvarim, Perek Lamed, pasuk Yud Beis.
So begin Dvarim.
30:12, Lamed Yud Beis. Okay. Yes.
Why did Hashem?